I clicked the button that clicked it.
The Tuesday Night Tech Show contains adult language, adult situations, excessive alcohol consumption, and a completely drunk live chat room. Listening to the show may cause side effects, such as dry mouth, hallucinations, nausea, oily discharge, insomnia, hives, memory loss, facial pain, urinary retention, excessive thirst, tremors, unusual sexual urges, and possible sudden death. Please listen with caution and consult your physician if you begin to experience any of these side effects.
It's not funny. I'm laughing. Not this again. Jesus Christ.
F off.
Oh my god, it's like 18 minutes long.
And this is the short version.
No.
I just want to hear the scream.
It's fucking fast forwarded, asshole.
There's your damn other one that everybody likes so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages.
Oh my god, the intro's longer than the show! Prepare yourself to pick one!
The worst podcast ever to come out of upstate New York. It's the Tuesday Night Tech Show.
He says tech, it's not tech anymore.
Mark H.
It's great. It's fucking great.
It's great.
It's great. It's fucking great.
Oh, my. I like the Morbid Tower. I can see a Bapple Girl's skirt. That's
not Oh, look at that. Yes, you can. I'm looking at the video right there.
She is single, boy.
It's actually frozen.
Is that a cod piece?
There goes Cam Twist. It froze already.
Chastity belt. It's a chastity belt.
Oh, my God. The video just froze perfectly, too. I'm just bringing
the
video back up.
It's a lace chastity belt with easy access zipper.
Oh. So somebody please explain what's going on here, because I really need to restart the video because nothing's working.
This is the Tuesday Night Tank Show with your host, Bill Dr. Seuss Susie, Mark's Hamburglar Delts, and special guest star Sarazob and Apple Girl, and Mark's overly annoying and extremely irritating wife.
Just Julie's in the background, too. She's not on camera.
We love her.
She's not on mic. She's not on camera, but she's here in spirit.
Is that her hands?
Yes. You just saw your hands.
They look like birds. Like, what the fuck is that?
What's happening? We've got Apple Girl here for the very first time ever.
Yay!
And we don't have enough microphones for everybody. I feel bad now because I just... I've never planned there'd ever be more than two people up here. You get on the microphone.
That's
okay.
True. All right. So there
she'll
we go.
She'll find her way on. Trust us.
So here we are for episode number 2. We've reset the clock back. We're back,
it's back to 1986 again.
We're back to episode 2 of the Tuesday Night Tank Show. Did he say Tuesday Night Tech Show? Did I hear him say?
No, I said tank, man. Right. I am ready to roll.
We changed the show. We're the tanked Tuesday Night Tank Show now. Yes, we did. We changed the name of the show. So here we are. In the second show, we reset the clock. We're back to number 2.
Yeah.
Last week, we missed
number
it.
One. Yeah.
Right. Number one last week. So we have all these special guests here.
Number one.
We've got Dr. Seuss on the other side of the Skype there. And I'm supposed to do my little welcome to the Tuesday Night Tank Show. Or wait, did you just do this? For Tuesday, November 18th, broadcasting live on Ustream.tv every week at 9 p.m. No, wait, what's our new time?
Whenever we get to it. 11 p.m. Western Mountain Standard, Eastern Standard Mountain Time, Central.
Mrs. Dr. Seuss has a job now, so she won't be rolling in until probably 10 o'clock at night. So it's going to be, you know, until probably... Poor Surround is going to be in bed by the time we get started from now on.
I'm already asleep.
Quarter of 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's going to be a late night.
And now we're ready to roll!
Yes, we're ready to roll. Dr. Seuss, you want to go down the chat room and do all that crap?
Yeah! Who do we got in the chat?
Why
I'm
are you
go
yelling?
From the bottoms up. We got Zanac Creations, Tybee, Saki21, Mrs. Sarazum, Moth the Flame, Loudwater, Lisa May, Coralie, Joker Wild, bunch of fucking numbers, get a real name, Adam Abaddon, Cisco, Bowler Forever, Bill Bucketmouth, an Asian, Wireless Packet, TD Punk, Sarazum, Four Ones, Fireman 17, Cool Dude 13233, Christopher M, Apple Girl, and AD Morales, the Angry Mexican.
It's so weird that he's saying Sarazim and Apple Girl are sitting right behind me. Like, oh yeah, they're in the chat room too. That's kind of weird. It's kind of a little
bizarre. It's just that Apple Girl needs to call my wife.
Apple Girl needs to call Dr. Seuss's wife. So.
Oh yes.
I just want to stop the show and make sure that's known.
Actually, that came down from on high. So
no, we didn't forget Jimmy Mac.
Yeah, we didn't forget Jimmy Mac. He's in there in spirit. Yeah, he's called in 47 times.
I don't see him in the chat room.
He's right below Xana Creations.
He's in there. Don't worry.
It's Jimmy Mac.
Yeah. He'll be calling in momentarily.
He's like when you have like a TV show, like the Cosby Show starring Bill Cosby,
and special guest star Jimmy Mac.
So he's like, and Jimmy Mac.
All right. So basically what we do on this dumb show is we just pick stories. Now they can mean anything. There's no more tech stories. It could be anything. Right. It could be Madonna stories.
No Madonna stories.
It could be toaster stories, Knight Rider stories.
Toaster stories about Madonna inside of it. It could be Madonna eating a toaster.
That was my first story. Shh.
So always...
You stole it from me!
The guests always go first when they arrive here on the show. So, Sarazim, you want to take it away?
Sure.
What the hell?
He's already laughing. He doesn't know the story yet.
Every week I have to have a bacon story.
Every week. Did you steal my bacon story, you son of a bitch? You did.
You stole a couple of mine last time. The bacon iPhone case.
Oh, you had mine. Yes, I had it.
That old story.
No. We've done other bacon products.
This one better be the best bacon.
But we have never, ever done a
this
bacon
one actually
iPhone
looks
case.
Like bacon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does.
Somebody put the link in the chat.
I just
room.
Did.
Oh,
I
you
just
did?
Threw
okay,
it in.
There
yeah.
you go. So take it away, Dr. Sarazim. Or just whatever your name is.
There's not much really to weird. Take away. It's a picture of a case, and it looks like bacon. It's made out of fabric, and it just says, bacon iPhone case is the most savory gadget protector yet.
I mean, honestly, who would buy this? Come on. I know.
Besides me,
it looks like a slab of bacon.
It does.
But like the second picture actually looks like some sort of like a creature eating it. It's got like little eyes and nose.
Right.
And it's like,
In Malaysia, a man eats his own penis.
Get out.
Swear to God. It says he took
Wait, hold up. We're talking about bacon iPhone case, and now you're talking about a guy eating his own penis?
It's all bacon.
Let me just put this out here. You're eating penises. I'm not eating penises.
I think we need to. I think we need to explain the rules to Apple Girl.
Come on.
I gave her the one rule in the car, which I could tell you after we're off
don't
the line.
Don't speak.
Swallow.
Never
don't
say a word.
Speak. Was that the rule?
Women don't speak on the show.
Never spit. One rule.
We could do a segue. I don't know.
I said the guests should do the
You
thing.
Need to have you a swig. A swig.
You've been here before. I haven't. I'm technically the guest.
Swig. Go ahead, Apple
here
Girl.
Here it is. A man eats his own penis.
But no, the next rule is you...
Man, it's a woman! Oh, I'm sorry.
You have to back it up with some kind of proof. Like, where is this link?
Okay. This is crazynews.com.
Crazynews.com. So yes. It's probably completely fake. Right?
It may be. I don't know. They referenced the weed.
There's a big
on
picture
here,
of Seuss
so.
On the page. So.
Man, it's a wiener!
A police
Seuss,
spokesperson.
Why is your picture on the front page with this article? It's a picture of...
I'm not that
he's
flexible
right
anymore.
Free.
Since then.
And his picture.
If you were that flexible, you'd never come to work.
That's why he's late. Yeah.
Oh my God. Please let her finish the story. God. Poor
a
girl.
A police spokesman says the 34-year-old man took the drugs before he went to bed Friday night and heard voices when he woke up.
Wait, back up. He took the drugs. He took the drugs.
That's what they said.
Eat
the
your
hallucinogenic
wing.
Drugs.
You know, if I ate my wiener,
and
I'd
didn't
still
realize
be hungry.
What he done
you, but
he
you didn't
the
read
blood.
The first line. It says police in Malaysia said a man cut off his
oh, right.
penis and then
fried it and ate it.
Get out. That's not
what
real.
Saying.
Dr. Seuss, you know what we say.
Wait,
that's
Malaysia's
not
national
real.
News
not
agency
real.
Reports that he's hospitalized in stable condition.
Well, you know, the Malaysian news agency is one of the most reputable news agencies in the world.
The police spokesman. I love that.
It's right next to Mechanicville and Boston Spa's news agency. And,
the problem with the translation like was the messed up. It's like man eats chicken.
Boston Spa news agency.
That's right.
The translation was wrong. That's what it's eating.
Yeah, the
chicken.
Translation was like, what is man this? Man eats own penis. Great. Print it. Great. Whatever.
That he had wrapped his
penis
own
chicken.
In.
Oh, it's all
penis chicken. Whatever. What's Malaysia for penis? Chicken? No, chicken's what?
About the bacon.
Fried penis. No, I don't want any sauce on that.
Oh, God.
Well, your first story were actually ripped to shreds, so good job.
Yay!
Yes, we did. We had a lot of bacon for dinner.
Oh, God.
A lot of bacon.
Oh, my God.
I mean, bacon. We had
2% carbonara.
Oh,
love
shrimp. Oh, God. We can't hear you on the microphone, though. I told you to come share.
Oh, and that's a tragedy.
No, I have never.
Just Julie is making our mouth water.
Not nice. All right, my story. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right. German boy blows himself up while taking a dump. German boy blows himself up while taking a dump. Dennis Bueller, Dennis not Ferris, has lived to regret spraying the downstairs toilet with air freshener and then playing with his dad's cigarette lighter while taking a dump. The 13-year-old German boy blew himself out of the bathroom window after an almighty explosion caused the aerosol air freshener in his idle flicking of the lighter. He was knocked unconscious, suffering burns to his arms, legs, and upper body and face.
What about his asshole?
Oh, God.
Bueller said, I began fiddling with the lighter my dad left in there, and suddenly there was this big orange whoosh.
And then he ate my penis! No!
I woke up outside with my clothes burned off of me and smelling like a barbecue.
I smell like toasted farts!
The link is in the chat room.
Are you going to eat those farts?
He blows himself up while taking a dump. I told you not to spray.
That's
going to
be a show title right there. Are you going to eat those farts?
All right, I'll do a show title. There we go. Are you going to eat those farts? Dr. Seuss, it's back to you.
Outstanding. I have a great story. Great story. Now, this is actually was all over the place, but this has actually been confirmed to be true. When I actually started... And I thought I would share this with you. It was not really sure if it was going to be true or not. It was still up in the air. But this is actually a true story. This has recently come out as being true. A woman in Arizona was jogging one day, and she was, you know, her name is Michelle Felatio, whatever her name is.
Stop it.
And she was on the trail Monday near the base of Granite Mountain in Arizona, and she was attacked by a fox biting her foot. Well, then the woman says she grabbed it by the neck, and when she went down to her leg, it latched onto her arm.
She was
thinking that the
fox
was rabid, she wanted to make sure it didn't get away, so she ran to her car, where she was able to pry open its jaws, wrap it in a sweatshirt, and toss it in the trunk. So this woman ran with a fox connected to her arm.
I thought you said a cox. I swear, I thought he said, did he not say cox?
He said Felatio. A giant
That's right, that's why I thought he said cox.
Whatever.
You said a cock.
All the same.
They're all saying it's a fake story in the chat room. You suck. You're off.
Mrs. Seuss actually says she was on Letterman. So this was supposed to when I actually started the story. This was a fake story, but it came out to be true, and now she was on Letterman. So you know what they say? If it's on Letterman,
it must be.
No, that's stupid. I thought you said giant cock on her arm. I swear, I thought you did.
No, then she ate it.
You're an idiot.
Tastes
Come on, Sarasim. Please do something with that.
So I have a local story.
Ooh, a local.
I was really excited about this. This
from the Boston Spa News Agency?
There's rabid cocks that bite your arm.
Yes. No, it's from Glens Falls.
Okay, Glens Falls, New York.
Never mind.
So a Glens Falls man was arrested.
Glens Falls?
Yes, Glens Falls.
Glens Falls.
Glens Falls.
Glens Falls man.
A Glens Falls man was arrested this past Thursday night in connection with charges that he was driving down the main street on a tractor smoking pot.
Jimmy Mack.
Yes.
It's Jimmy Mack.
Jimmy Mack.
Oh, all right, let me get this straight. Yes, Glens Falls is about a good, what, 20?
Glens Falls, New York.
30 minutes from us, right. Not even? 15, 20 minutes. Right. That's up the highway.
Further north. Yeah, further north.
And
yeah.
I could see somebody driving through town in a tractor drinking.
It says Donald Johnson. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Donald Johnson.
Oh, no.
Move on.
Stop the show.
You know what? I never even noticed the name, and I'm not going to say why.
Move on.
Donald Johnson.
This is a totally fake story.
Wait, listen. Donald Johnson pointed to a Ridge Street, drew police scrutiny.
Donald Duck and Glenn's balls.
Drew police scrutiny because he had a man riding on the hood of a tractor as he crossed Glen Street near South Street at 12:09 a.m. He was arrested for being intoxicated and...
Intoxicated.
And also driving while impaired on drugs, and which he was issued a misdemeanor. And then he was also issued 10 traffic tickets. There was also another person with him that was riding on the tractor that got a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh my, I don't even know what to say to that.
I know.
I'm speechless.
I was just kind of excited that it was local. It wasn't in South Carolina or in Florida.
We're proud.
Or Tybee Island, or in Australia. You know, all those typical places we get the stories from.
There's your tractor song. I should have played this for you while you were talking this story. She thinks my tractor's sexy, Saraz. I'm driving through town, driving through Glenn's balls. I'm a tractor.
Hey, Rufus, you want to go down to Glenn's balls? Hop on my tractor and go out there and drink some beers and go across gray streets with my balls in your mouth? Let's go!
I was driving through Glenn's balls and...
there's a fucking fox on my leg!
Every story you can merge together at all. It's like it's one long story.
Remember, that was supposed to be like the goal. Like I was supposed to like combine every single story together.
Yes, but we didn't. We got too lazy to do that. Nothing ever works.
Apple Girl has
Apple Girl. Back to you.
Hey, GD Peach. There she is.
Well, interestingly enough, this can all relate. This is a British couple decided to abandon their home because of an embarrassing name of the street they live on.
Guess what name it is. Wait for it.
Glenn's balls.
Butthole Road.
Fucking thing sucks.
In defense of that couple, I think the name was Butthole.
Butthole.
It was actually pronounced Butthole Road.
They lived there for slightly over a year, and they sold their $250,000 bungalow, fed up with the never-ending jokes at their expense. The guy says, I like a laugh, but it's beyond a joke. Pizza delivery people won't deliver. Newspaper men think that they're making jokes about it and that it's all, you know. And Alots, which
have
is
a
the name of the family.
Hold the butthole,
Alots on the butthole road. Yeah. A lot. He's tired of the teenagers pulling the pants down.
Did you deliver the pizza to Butte
Road
Drive?
To move their friend's camera next to the street sign. Good times.
Seuss is just going to talk over you, Apple Girl. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
He's just awful tonight.
Yeah, he's terrible.
It's good times.
Here
we go. Butte Hole, New York. Butte Drive.
Butte Hole.
Beauty.
I'm so confused. What's going on right now? I have no idea. All right, I got one. Armless man steals TV.
I saw this.
A man with no arms allegedly stole a 23-inch TV from a store in Munich, Germany. According to reports, he had helpers strap the TV to his chest.
But he was unarmed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You are on fire tonight.
I can't take credit for that. They made fun of this story on Saturday Night Live.
We didn't even see it this week.
Oh, it was so funny.
It was
funny.
A good one. Yeah. Shit.
But here's the problem.
I got to turn down the heater because my back just scorched and all the skin peeled off.
Thank you.
That's what you get for having a crematorium in your fucking garage.
75,000 BTUs, bitch.
Police spokesman. It's the same police spokesman from your story.
From the Glens Falls News Agency?
Yeah, the police
Glens
spokesman.
Balls.
A police spokesman admitted. There's a lot of police spokesmen. I never knew. I want that job. I want to speak for the police.
Just want to be the spokesperson, that's all.
It's hard to believe that the sight of an armless man walking along with a giant TV clamped to his body did not get anyone's attention. That's what the police...
How did he grab the TV in the first place? He just grabbed it with his chin?
No, the people helped him strap it to his chest, if you were listening.
It was a strap-on.
It was a strap-on TV.
Could you please put this TV on my lap?
No, it's
I'm not going to pay for it.
It's a strap-on TV, if you listened. And then he escaped on his tractor through guts balls.
The reason he was caught because they, you know, they were able to watch
I
him kick
where
the TV out the front
cable.
Door.
Okay, that's all I got. So the armless man in the Saturday Night Live story that somebody already did. Good job. Okay, Dr. Seuss.
Oh, really? I get to participate in this.
That is O face.
It's back to you.
Oh. All right. Well, I have to.
That wasn't me, that was Sarazum.
Really?
That's really? And the police spokesman, too? Okay, Sarazum, back to you.
Oh, God.
No, seriously, come on. Dr. Seuss.
All right, so we have several people here who have had kids. We've got me, we have you, and we have Sarazum, and even Apple Girl.
I got one right here on my lap.
Right. Now, every once in a while, you know, and this actually happened this evening, where, you know, you have the kids, and you actually have to leave them alone for a little bit. Not long, maybe 5, 10, 15
maybe
minutes.
Maybe for like a weekend.
A week, 2 weeks. Well, this, you know, I actually had to do this tonight. You know, I had to leave the 11-year-old here with the little ones as I walked over to the car mechanic place, which was only about 5 minutes away from my house.
So
I had to leave them alone. But I never thought of this great idea. Like, this guy down in Tampa Bay, he had a great idea. A 30-year-old man was arrested on child neglect this recent Tuesday after he left his two children
Another
alone.
Another Tuesday story.
That's awesome.
Tuesday alone at home. But you know what he did? He did something really smart. He gave them a hunting knife, a hatchet, and a baseball bat to defend themselves in case they were attacked while he was gone.
Oh, my God.
So the two children, a 7-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy, were left in the custody with their mother after his arrest. So that's a great idea. Now, I never thought of giving my son a hatchet to just, you know, protect himself. But, you know, the next time I leave, that's what I'm going to give him.
I was having a great conversation with your kid, too, when you were on the phone. I was like, tell him to go ask you for a raise and for days off. He was doing everything I told him to do, too.
Oh, I know. He goes, I need a vacation. and he goes, he came in, you know, when I got all done, he's like, the guy needs a vacation.
I told him to go tell you I want a vacation and more money.
And I said, you know what? That guy only works about 18 days a week. You know?
18 days a week? That's right. Month. I do work 18 days
That's
a week.
True. He does.
See? Yeah.
18 days a month. I'm choking myself here on the
exactly.
Thing.
This is actually
I need to get another drink. Hold on. Go
ahead. I need to get another drink. I'll be right back. Go ahead. Dr. Sarazum.
Dr. Sarazum,
whatever
chiropractor. Yes. I found a new use for an iPod charger. You can stab rapists in the neck with it.
An iPod charger?
Woman stabs rapist in the neck with an iPod charger.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And it says, an alleged and formerly convicted and released rapist was picked up in Staten Island, New York, after being selected from a lineup by the victim. Sources said the
yeah,
woman...
Yeah, him. He's right there. Right. The one with the fucking charger spinning out of his neck.
And that's exactly what it says. The sources said the woman struck back during the attack by stabbing the perpetrator in the neck with a nearby iPod charger, and the man picked out of the lineup bore the twin bruises of an AC adapter on his neck.
Here, sir, stay here. Let me just stick this adapter in your neck. Yep, it's the right distance.
And surprisingly, he actually was able to charge over FireWire.
Get out. Stupid.
Oh, you know, we need one really bad, like, boom, boom, boom. You know, that's really bad.
Hey, but you laughed at it, so, you know.
All right. It's back to you,
I laughed at you.
Okay. Well, I found this interesting story about a Chinese zoo.
It's about a penis again.
No, well, I had one of those, but I thought better of it. But no,
you had
seriously.
A penis?
Oh, look, it's
no
a dang dong, though.
See, it's all relative. A Chinese zoo stops allowing visitors to shoot animals. Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait, say that. You gotta say that again, Apple Girl. What?
A Chinese zoo stops allowing visitors to shoot animals.
Oh, shoot.
Shoot.
With
as
a
in
T on the end.
Well, they rented out rifles and allowed people in special areas to shoot the animals. And the name of the town is Dandong.
Get out.
It's here. It's clear.
Hey, look at the monkey. Look at the monkey.
It was seen as a unique attraction to bring in more visitors, but led to numerous complaints from animal lovers. Yes, they?
And the animals. Yeah. The animals are writing letters. Please stop shooting us. We're in a fucking
Wait.
Where are we going to go?
The zoo staff defended themselves, saying visitors were only allowed to kill unprotected species.
Well.
Yeah.
What? The species that didn't have now they guns themselves?
It. No, the ones that weren't wearing condoms. They weren't protected.
Oh, look, bam!
You shoot now.
Oh, God. All right, I got one.
Oh, look at the
one.
Cute panda.
Bam!
Yep, yeah. Oh, look. He's black and white and red.
Oh,
yeah.
And then Seuss can bury it in the backyard.
Yay!
Or the crematorium, one
or the other. Yeah.
What's the hottest legal action going on this year? Do you guys know?
Wait, what?
The biggest legal case of the year going on.
The OJ case?
Not correct.
Michael Jackson?
Nope.
Me suing Seuss?
Nope. Batman suing Batman over Batman.
In Turkey?
What?
Yes. In Batman Turkey. Sues Batman over Batman. There's only one Batman in the world. The mayor of Batman, Turkey, is suing Warner Brothers.
It's Batman.
It's Batman. But
Batman.
There you go. Batman. This crazy asshole is suing Warner Brothers because... Because Batman. He thinks that Batman was named after his town, Batman.
I want to know is, why now? How long has Batman
exactly.
been
Batman's
around
Batman's been
for?
Out since, what, 1930?
Something like that.
All right. Let's walk us through this again. Walk it from the beginning.
Here's
walk us through
first the link in the chat room again. I'll put that in there. There's the link. So apparently...
I can't read.
All right. There's the mayor of this place in Batman, Turkey. All right.
L-B-A-T... M-A-N.
Spelled Batman, B-A-T-M-A-N. So apparently the mayor of Batman is pissed off at Warner Brothers for using the name Batman, which on paper is spelled exactly the same way. You can't do that because they don't have the legal right to use that.
There's
Batman.
That Butte Man?
No, it's Batman. So they're how much are they suing for, like $23 million?
Sorry.
What are you laughing at?
We have $23. You could not use our name.
So apparently,
money, 23.
I don't even know what these two are doing. It's like the back of the classroom back here.
You know how we resolve this? We just blow up Turkey.
So good.
Yeah, we need to do something because
the bacon guy. I love that.
You can't sue Warner Brothers for using something that has been out since the 30s. So, but I'm moving to Batman, Turkey. That's all I know. We're doing a show from Batman, Turkey.
I love Batman.
Live from Batman, Turkey.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Exactly. I can use it every week.
You know, it's like, you know what? You know, when I'm hungry and I want something to eat, you know what I reach for? I reach for some Batman Turkey. That's right.
Batman Turkey.
That's makes a show great title. Sandwich. You too could have some Batman Turkey.
Show title?
That's a show title, Batman Turkey.
This Thanksgiving, only settle for Batman Turkey. The one and only Turkey.
Forget Butterball.
But Turkey.
All right, so Batman Turkey. I'll take the show title. Dr. Seuss, it's back to you.
What the? Oh, crap. Again? I was having more fun just doing nothing.
All right, well, it's back to you.
Well, remember when we were... do you remember college?
No, we were too drunk in college. I don't remember
that. Remember that one remember?
Do you remember that one time at band camp?
Remember college? Oh, man. I have very little of it. But I remember a little bit of college. And, you know, think about the stuff that we did in college. We tried to, you know, get through art school, tried to get through art history, drawing. You just dropped out. You lose it. Try to drink, pick up chicks, all that stuff. But you know what? We never did something as admirable as what these college students are doing. And you have to really appreciate what they're doing. These guys are really trying to come up with a really great thing for humanity and society. They're trying to come up with a cancer-fighting beer. That's right.
I saw that. I saw that. Yeah.
That is noble.
That so, is great, so, right?
It's a great idea. So it's an international company. The students will take their work to Cambridge, Mass, and show them that genetically they can make something great. And these kids are actually really seriously trying to create a brew with reverse stall, a cancer-fighting compound that also has cardiovascular benefits. So eventually, your doctor's going to prescribe you beer for all your problems.
That's nice.
So you're basically self-medicating is what it is, right?
I've been trying to fight off cancer for years with all the alcohol that I'm drinking.
Hey, Dr. Seuss, remember?
Oh, I remember.
He's all silent now. He's all mad.
What?
Remember? What?
Sir Asim, are you ready?
Sure. I'm always ready.
All right. Go ahead.
So just when you thought that sitting on a toilet seat couldn't get any better... man invents vibrating toilet seat that helps you enjoy that magic moment.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it says John Henry of Laurel, Mississippi.
Oh no, not down in Mississippi.
Yep, claims that the vibrating toilet seat he has concocted is designed to stimulate, he said, is to make you feel good while you are there. In other words, seduces and stimulates stubborn bowels into action.
Can you imagine Dr. Seuss with one of these things? Can you imagine the smell?
I would poop all over the entire room.
Oh my God. Yeah, what if you don't have problems?
Well, it could be like, I don't know, the spin cycle of a washing machine.
So is it a
right, Julie?
Is it a sexual thing or not?
No, it's just to help you go poop. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Hey! Seuss needs help with those kinds of things.
Oh my God! Dr. Seuss would have this, and it would just...
I don't need any help.
No,
no!
I've actually seen Seuss lift and levitate out of a chair from when he passes gas. It's actually quite interesting.
He's so rude at work too. You'll have a normal, serious conversation with him, and you'll just be in the middle of a sentence, like it's like a serious, like we're talking about something serious.
Yeah, Seuss, can I talk to you about these reports that came over? And yeah, he just lets one rip. Just like
that. A TPS report.
Yes, it is the TPS report, yes. Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah. It's so awful. And it smells so bad, too.
And he's, like, big into crop dusting.
Do you take those fish pills? Does that really give you that gas?
No, it doesn't. That's what some people think, but it doesn't, actually.
It's the lactose intolerance.
The lactose. You want some White Russians? You come over here and have some White Russians?
Yeah, I'll blow a hole through your whole entire face.
How about some ice cream?
All right. Who are we on? We're on
It's Apple Girl.
Apple Girl. Back to Apple Girl.
I don't have anything yet.
Oh, God.
Wait.
Oh.
A Kentucky inmate who escaped
jail. Oh, not another Southern story.
Returns on his own.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he told authorities his sister had persuaded him to surrender because his family feared for his safety. Bluegrass. It's good times. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the point of the story? Is there anything funny about it?
That he went... Pretty retarded, but
gotta watch out for them Duke boys.
I swear that just came out of my nose.
Wait, here's his name, Chad Toy. Chad Toy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He rang the bell at the jail and told them.
I
who
think
he
those
was,
Duke boys that are in a jail.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, just wanted to, you know.
I realized.
I think Apple Girl needs to do another story. That wasn't very entertaining.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Sorry, Apple Girl. Yeah. We love you, but that wasn't very entertaining. You got something better?
I was just...
Do over. Do you have another one?
In other news, there's some words on my screen that are hilarious. Okay, back to you.
I like that short person.
Thank you.
I thought that was funny.
Thank you.
This is Sir Asim in the Morning Wood at WFUC.
I'm going back to my crazy story.
It's 69 degrees outside. No, sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the wrong segment. I'm sorry.
Are we giving you another story? You going to take another one or what?
Give her another one.
You think we need one more?
Attack of the Dolphins.
You think we need one more? You think we need one more?
How about one more?
How about one more?
Bueller?
You can pass.
Bueller?
You can use your pass if you want to.
All right, I'm passing.
You want to phone a friend?
You're going to pass?
I want to phone a friend.
All right. I got one. get a friend radio.
Phone home.
Okay, here we go.
This is product of the week for me, pretty much. The 6-foot rubber band.
Wait. You got to do your sound effect. Oh, let's hear it.
I started it already.
Product of the week.
Product of the week.
That's
fucking
not me.
Thing sucks. Okay.
That's not me. The 6-foot rubber band will finally help you catch the Roadrunner. Look at this thing. 6 feet of rubber band. It's so big you can put it around trees. You see?
Is it made by Acme?
Yes, it's right in the Acme catalog. The 6-foot rubber band is apparently used in the shipping industry to bind boxes stacked on pallets. But you can come up with a lot of interesting uses for the 6-foot
rubber band. Oh, imagine like getting like you know how you like take a rubber band and you snap it and you hit somebody? Imagine taking that.
You would die if you got hit with this thing. Can you imagine that? A party at Dr. Seuss's house. I come around the corner with my beer, and he's got this thing strung between two trees. He just lets it go. It would knock me next door.
You stand there drinking, all of a sudden you're... and your back breaks.
Tug of war. That's a good one.
Oh, God! How did he die? Well, he got hit with a rubber band.
The best part about this is it's only $5.50 you can buy.
Oh, I'm buying a million of them.
There it is. It's right there in the chat room. Wait, there is some cautions on this. It says suggest relatively safe uses like exercise and slingshots. It's a 6-foot rubber band, and they're saying on the website.
They said it's safe to use as a slingshot.
Exactly.
It said no problem. Just don't put anything sharp in it.
Use it with a pair of roller skates in the desert. So just so you know.
Got it. Can I have a rocket strapped to my back with it?
You can't have rockets or roller skates. That's the only rule. For $5.50, you can have it of yourself, of your own thing and stuff and things.
I think I can do that.
There you go. Dr. Seuss. Yeah, we could use it in the bedroom, I'm sure. There's got to be plenty of uses in the bedroom. Dr. Seuss, would you be able to use that thing in the bedroom?
To do what?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what sex is.
Go ahead.
All I do is sleep in there.
Yeah, okay. Move on. Right. It's your story.
You ever think of like famous killers? You know, like
John James Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy, James Wilkes
Booth. The dude that
Booth.
Aped people. What's that dude? He got killed in prison.
Sirhan Sirhazam.
Sirhan Sirhazam. What?
Who is the
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Dahmer. Yeah.
Thank you. Marilyn Manson.
He doesn't have a middle name.
Madonna.
You have James Wilkes Booth. Who's got a shot? Kennedy.
That was John Oswald.
Was it Lee
Harvey Oswald?
And there's like Jan Michael Vincent. All these people famous killers.
But John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Mark David Hasselhoff. Can't forget him. Yeah.
Don't start with the Knight Rider.
Oh, come
on. This is really disturbing. Recently, a man was arrested, and he happens to be an electrician, and he's accused of installing hidden cameras in the bathrooms of some of his customers. David Mitchell Clark, and this is one of those guys with the middle name, 34-year-old from Cucaracha, California. I don't know what the hell this is. is believed to have victimized several people as he apparently installed cams in many homes. And could you imagine that? The guy, you know, you have an electrician come in and, you know, he's like, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm going to install some new, you know, shit in your house. And he installs fucking wireless cameras all through your house, like in your bathroom and stuff.
But how does he get the video from them?
Well, a lot of those cameras, those IP cameras, they just hop on the internet and you can just watch them.
So do you have this guy's email address by chance?
I don't know. I've been trying to contact him all week.
In the chat room, they say it's Lordo with his cams. He has 10 cams in his
chat. Well, no. It's probably iTalk with those high-def cameras.
Oh, that's right. iTalk has the high-def cameras. Right. He's like 14.
I just want to let you know that we have 133
viewers. Oh, who cares? It's not about the viewers. It's about you, Dr. Seuss.
How many viewers do we have?
There's 141 right now. So.
Holy shit.
It's all right. Wow. Everybody relax. Awesome. Put your pants back on, Sirhazam. Enough.
Damn.
All right, it's actually your story. Put your story pants on.
All right, hold on a second. Oh, that's a show title.
Put your story pants on.
So I'm going to stick with the serial killer.
No, it sucks. I have fucking 100 stories. I've done 3.
Yeah, I don't have a lot, so that's good. You eat them all up.
Let's see. I'm going to stick with the whole serial killer thing.
Now we're down to 53. We just lost 100 viewers the minute you started talking.
Fine. Fuck you all.
50 to 50.
Whatever.
Go ahead. So don't pay attention to the viewers. It's fine.
All right, fine. Whatever. I haven't been. So generally, well, not generally. So if you ever killed somebody, how would you dispose of the body?
You would bury him in my backyard.
That's true. Right? Or cremate him.
We talked about this last week.
Didn't we do this last week? About, not this story, I don't think.
We talked about if you were going to kill somebody, we were going to bury him next to the dog.
Oh, well, yeah. Right. Okay.
It's part
so,
two.
All right. So we know Bill would bury him in the backyard or cremate him.
Yep.
So this man decided he killed his wife, and to dispose of the body, he thought he would smear her in peanut butter and throw her in the woods so she would get eaten by animals.
That is the most brilliant idea I think I've ever heard.
But the thing is,
it makes sense. No, come on.
But the thing is, it didn't work.
What happened?
Oh, God.
They found her body just smeared naked in peanut
no
butter.
No way. That is not true. I will put a bag of garbage outside the back door here. And I swear, within 10 minutes, the raccoons and I don't know, even wolverines.
Stocking up
and neighbors and people who live next door
to
me.
Come on, Dr. Seuss, does that sound realistic to you in any way?
It says a philandering husband allegedly strangled his wife to death, smeared her in peanut butter, and dumped her body in a ditch, hoping wild animals would devour the evidence. And then they said they wound up finding her, and they just found her naked, covered in peanut butter.
You know what the only problem with that story is?
The problem with that is that most animals are actually allergic to peanut butter, so they all went over, they wanted to eat her, and then they broke out hives and had a leak.
The only thing I think that eats peanut butter is, like, in grade school, when you used to take little pine cones and put peanut butter and hang it from the tree, so she got, like, little birds came up and started licking
the birds are, like, pecking away. Oh, my God, we gotta eat this whole person. This sucks.
Oh, I'm full. I couldn't eat another bite.
They take one little lick. I'm full. I gotta go.
You eat like a bird. I am a fucking bird. What are you talking about?
She kind of tastes like chicken.
That is a great story. I just imagine this lady laying there with peanut butter all over.
What you gotta do is you gotta smear them with the sardine oil. Not that I know about that animals. I'm just saying, you know, because bears. Never mind. Oh, crap.
I would just remember that Jenna Jameson movie with the peanut butter that she was smeared. Never mind. Good. Whoever's story. Whose story is
Julie,
it?
Julie, you weren't home that night.
Whose story is it? Apple Girl again?
Apple Girl has to redeem herself.
Oh, I'm not ready yet.
Oh, God, no. Don't put me on the
Apple
spot.
Girl, you can redeem yourself by taking off your top.
Oh, okay? No. Here we go.
Crap.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Now it's degenerating.
Hey, it's 11:30. It's about time we start being perverted.
There you go.
That started about 45 minutes ago.
Oh,
Mark has 16 gallons of white Russians in his body.
Yeah, he was saying my teeth are so strong I can cut through metal. Steel.
The other day what I did is I went to pick up Mark to the carpool, and I just ran him over. He just got up.
I'm like the Terminator. My bones are so strong. From
He's like,
all
what?
The way.
What's the matter? What are you doing? Don't fucking run me over. I got my shirt all dirty.
My wife is telling me the peanut butter story is a hoax.
I don't. It's the only thing that's weird about that is I live in a fairly rural area. When we put shit out the back door, you can put a piece of paper out there, and at night, something will eat it. It doesn't matter if there's shit on it. It doesn't matter. Put a tissue out there, and it gets eaten.
I would agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, if I actually. I'm trying to think, but like I took like a loaf of bread and I, you know, it was like old and I threw it out in the yard. It was gone in like, I don't know, in a very short period of time.
You know what?
That's just the birds and
mice love peanut butter. That's what we put in the mice traps. I don't know. We have to look into that a little further.
I'm gonna post the
chat room on it. They'll work on it.
How about this? How about I kill you? And then I'll put peanut butter on your body, and then we'll come back and we'll tell what happens.
If you kill me, you won't get any vacation time.
Are you passing or are you not passing? You can always go to show notes at TuesdayNightTech.com.
I'm passing gas.
Are you passing on grass?
Is it my turn?
No, it was Barb's turn last, Apple Girl.
Okay, all right. I do have something here. Strange but true news of the week, it's called. And it's
Wait, is this a peanut butter story?
No.
All right, just check. Go ahead.
Is it crunchy
it's
or
is it bacon?
It
has anything to do with bacon. No, does it have bacon wrapped peanut butter?
Let her speak.
High tech tombstones. With embedded flat-screen monitors that show videos of the deceased. A company in the U.S. plans to unveil new high-tech tombstones with embedded flat-screen monitors to allow visitors to play memorial videos of the deceased.
Ew.
Yeah.
Morbid.
That's a good idea. And guess who's sponsoring this?
Budweiser.
Walt Disney.
Oh, you know, I used to work for Disney. That totally
doesn't
something
surprise
Disney
you.
Would do.
Yeah.
It's a small world in the background playing,
right.
And you know, and.
Now, hold on. Let's start the story all over
again. It's a small world in your pants? What are you talking about?
There you go.
No, it's a large world.
Wait, it gets better. The solar-powered Vidstone will play the video of the person's life at the touch of a button.
Hmm. That's like...
Is it called the Eye Stone?
I don't know, but I got it.
It's called the Dead Zone.
Let's paraphrase this. So... There's a company who is making tombstones that have LCD videos. Disney is doing this?
Disney.
Oh, dear.
They have to branch out. The economy's tanking.
It will not have speakers, but a jack to plug in headphones.
Like, what if your life sucked? You're like, oh, there's him born. He's drinking beer. Oh, he's dead.
He's doing that dumb show again. There he is. Tuesday,
Tuesday. He's doing that stupid show.
Tuesday.
Do you remember?
And the video doesn't work.
And then he's dead. Well, that sucked.
Oh,
Cam Twitch just crashed. There, I can't watch his video this week on the tombstone. There's the Undertaker theme.
Why Cam Twitch crashed?
No, I was just saying, like, Cam Twitch would be playing on our videos on the cam on the tombstone.
Cantrist.
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 There's the Undertaker theme for that. You want to do the story over again with some music in the background, or what?
I did.
That's the Undertaker. Do you remember you used to watch wrestling? I know you did.
What is it?
You used to watch wrestling?
Some bitch.
A long time ago.
Remember the Undertaker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Applegirl used to be a wrestler.
You used to be a wrestler? Yeah. Nice.
No.
Nice.
I did scorekeeper wrestling, though, back
what?
In the day.
You mean you walk
that's what it is. Every time you turn your head,
I
lose you. That's what it is.
I would keep track of, you know, the takedowns, the, you know.
We're talking about
moves.
Real wrestling on TV, not that fake fucking Greco-Roman shit. I don't want to talk about
hey,
it.
I actually did the Greco-Roman
Jimmy
shit,
Superfly
man.
Snuka.
Oh, here he goes.
You were
with
doing
the, listen,
work the other
and
hold
Andre
on.
The
Dr.
Giant.
Seuss, stop,
it's true.
Stop the presses. Dr. Seuss, you did what?
Well, I told you the story about how I wrestled for about a year. I did. I did
with
you know,
his
high school wrestling.
We have his theme right here that I used to listen to. Somebody used to come out with his tights on.
Yeah, bitches!
Here's his wrestling voice. He's doing it right now.
I'm going to wrestle you out of death! I'm going to put you in the Cobra Con! And the double grapevine! That's right!
Who can't you hear? They can't hear him?
I can't hear anything.
It's probably the headphones are coming unplugged from somewhere. So whose story is it? I'll fix the headphones. Is it my story?
Yeah, it's your story.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Okay.
Cocksucker. I'm not ready yet.
John Cocksucker.
All right, I got the best thing for Sarasim's next party. At his house here. Hold on.
Yeah,
let me just
I
put
throw
this.
Lots of
inflatable Sarasms.
No, the AK-47,
yes!
AK-47 ice cube bullets. You pop these little babies right in the freezer.
Yeah.
You pop them. You know, the poor people are really like, hey, you got any ice in here? And you go in your freezer and they're all bullets.
Bam!
Frozen bullets. AK-47
awesome.
Bullets. So that's a quick one. Dr. Seuss, it's back to you.
I like it. I'll lock
that
it
was
a lot.
That's all I got. I'm running out of stories.
Oh, my God. All right. Did you hear about the recent issue with a woman was charged with interfering with the crew?
Awesome. Thank you.
And,
Motley Crue? What? Motley
recent,
Crue who? What?
Recent...
Motley Crue?
I'm trying to read a story.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
A woman was... A woman was recently charged with interfering with
the
crew and resisting
bird,
arrest
bird
of a recent plane flight. So a passenger was actually jailed for flight disturbance. Do you know how
you don't mess with Motley Crue, okay? You just can't. There's just no... You just can't... Vince Neil, he's a badass.
Maria Esther Castillo,
oh wait, that's
45,
the wrong song.
Of Oswego, New York, was arrested by federal authorities and charged with interfering with the operations of a flight crew. And guess what the flight crew did to stop her from messing with their shit?
They made her listen to this dumb show.
Her shiz?
Then she fell out of the plane.
They duct taped her to the chair for the rest of the flight.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
How about that?
That's awesome. That's so
crazy.
Awesome. that you can do that. Was that a marshal that did that or just like a passenger?
No, the flight crew. The flight crew.
See, that's the plane I want to fly on. I want to fly on a plane where they're not scared to do shit like that. You know? That's the plane I want to be on. Not the fucking pussy plane where they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Mm. Let's get out the little plastic things and put it on their wrists.
It's very interesting.
Take them bitches to the seat.
Is that an actual airline? Pussy Airlines?
Pussy Airlines. They tape people to the fucking seat if they're acting up. I'm
apparently
sorry, Jasmine, but if we're on a plane
like
together and you start up, I'm taping you to the seat.
Oh my God.
I ain't going down. You're getting taped to the fucking seat. And then I'm going to take some duct tape and put it on your arm and rip it off like Dr. Seuss did to me. See that little spot right there?
Yeah, his hair has not grown back in about
a
month.
That hair has not grown back. I don't have the camera on me.
It's done.
My hair has not grown. Look at how smooth that is. It's like a baby's bottom right there.
It is,
still.
I'm telling you.
That's like 3 weeks of no hair right there. That's duct tape right there. Go ahead. It's Erasmus. Back to you.
Is it mine?
Yeah, I think it's up to you.
All right, I'm going to stay with the whole people getting killed.
Great.
Dead man's coffin.
More death stories.
Dead man's coffin kills wife.
Oh, dead man's coffin. Oh, death man. Okay. So he was
this
dead.
This is actually from South America.
Hold on. Go ahead.
And the article just says, a woman died this week when her husband's coffin slammed into the back of her neck during a traffic accident in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil.
Dr. Seuss.
That means the Rio Grande in your ass.
Yes, it does. It says Marciana Silva, 67, was riding in the front seat of the hearse when she was hit.
So she's in the back seat of the hearse. Right?
Well, so the coffin must have came flying off of the car in front of her and then hit the hearse and then wind up killing the wife.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That's like winning the lottery.
What the hell are the chances?
The reverse, like, retarded lottery.
Yeah.
Some
weird way. Did you also hear the local, you did a local story earlier of the lady who was trying to stop the car?
No.
She was like an elderly lady. She was, the car, I guess, came out of, she was a Meals on Wheels lady, to top it all off.
Oh, no.
Eat this!
She put the car out of gear for some reason.
Wheelchair. Eat this! I'm Meals on Wheels, baby!
The car came out of gear.
You're skinny. You need to eat.
And started rolling backwards, and she tried to stop it and got run over pretty much. She's still alive. She's still alive, but she pretty much, Mink knows it. He's on the news, so he writes all that crap. So, hey, Mink, put the link in the... Hey, Mink, put the link. Mink, put the link
Mink
in the chat room.
Mink the stink.
Mink the stink. Put the link in the chat room.
Mink links.
Some more death stories from Sarasim. He's obviously got some issues over there with the death stories tonight.
Sarasim, do you need a hug?
I do need a hug.
We got about 6 minutes or so. So,
back
to Apple Girl.
Okay, I have a good one
Nice
here.
And loud.
Okay, so apparently a
Not
short...
Not that loud.
Okay.
Louder than that.
Go close to your mouth.
Just kidding.
Put the lotion in the basket. Put the lotion in the basket.
Do it sexy. Do it sexy.
A short index finger indicates physical
Take off your glasses.
Is that sexy? I want you to take off your pants and show me a good time.
You betcha.
I've been so hot and horny for you.
We're going to get all mavericky on them. You betcha.
I can't.
Yeah, you could do a Sarah Palin.
Do a Sarah Palin.
You know, I have
Give her some sexy music.
You know that voice. Give me a Sarah. Come on.
We're going to get old Mavericky. And
he can do it. You can do it.
I can see Russia from my house.
You need the accent.
Oh, no.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Up here in Alaska.
Alaska.
Give us a link.
So listen. The length of a man's finger can reveal how physically aggressive he is. The shorter the index finger as compared to the ring finger, the more boisterous he will be.
Let me see your finger, Sarasim. Put your finger up. Look at that, how boisterous he is.
Oh, my God. Somebody simmer him down.
Simmer.
That's funny.
Yes.
What if you don't have any fingers?
Actually, Seuss, you probably know. Remember, we have our the Sarasim 2 now working with us. Remember, he keeps asking us about the difference in the size of the middle finger and the
Isn't
other.
Isn't that Queen Sarasim?
Yes, Queen Sarasim. Yes, that's right. It's Queen Sarasim. Is
it? 69 right. viewers, take a drink.
He always keeps talking about, he's like, oh, he's like, if your one finger is shorter than the other, he's like, you're a queen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He tried measuring my fingers, and I just kept giving him the one main finger, and that kind of irritated him a little bit.
Gee, which one would that be?
Yeah, the middle one.
The middle finger.
Yeah.
Tall man, and when we sing Where's Thumpkin.
Are you guys done? Is yeah. that it? Oh, wait. Maybe. We're back to we did you.
No, yeah, it's true.
We did you.
We did you already.
We did Apple Girl a little while ago.
No, seriously.
No.
No. Alaska.
No.
We share a maritime border with Russia. Because we're going to get all mavericky up in there.
Oh, God.
Is it time for the talent portion?
Oh, Jesus. We're back to 146. I don't know why.
Why is it jumping so much?
They're just jumping all over the place, man. He takes his shirt off.
Yeah, hello, 146 viewers.
All right, seriously. I got a quick one. We got to stop the show. We got about 5 minutes to go here. Discovery of Second Life sex leads to divorce. Did you guys hear about this one?
Oh, I saw that. Crazy. Yeah.
All right, can you figure it out?
Sarasim, take your shirt back off. So we go back
up. Hold on a second.
Wait, Dr. Seuss, what?
All right, I read this, and I don't understand. So the guy...
Oh, like it's any worse than you walking around in friggin' tights in front of me for the 69th show.
Oh, God.
Is that he unbuttoning his pants again?
He just took his shirt off on the camera. I don't know if
caught
that. Here it is again.
I saw this flash of white. I didn't know what that was.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. It burns. So I read this. Now, there was a guy who met a girl in Second
Life,
right?
And a girl in two pieces?
In Second Life.
And then... while he was with said girl, he was back on Second Life, right?
With another girl.
And then and he had sex with this other girl virtually in Second Life.
Yes. She walked in the room, and in Second Life, they were actually having sex on the screen. The two characters were having sex on the screen.
They were having sim sex.
Sim sex, but they were actually humping on the screen. They're little characters.
So that constituted that cheating for this woman.
Yes, she's out. She's done. So I looked
She's
at
like, you know, you're fucking this girl with your computer.
Quote, I looked at the computer screen and I could see his character having sex with a female character. It's cheating as far as I'm concerned. Ladies in the room.
And I'd be like,
two ladies.
Honey, if you came in half an hour earlier, I was having sex with this hippopotamus. That's what I do. I had sex with a tree yesterday.
The funny part of the story to me is I was reading it very quickly, and there's the quote. I went mad. I was so hurt. I just couldn't believe what you'd done. Amy said of finding her feckless husband. I thought it said freckleless. Like, I'm like, what?
He has no freckles.
He has no freckles.
Why
is that a problem? And I'm rereading. I'm like, freckleless. What? We can't hear you.
Hi.
This guy.
Shut up!
This is just Julie.
Online, like in a cyber kind
of thing. Yeah, he was in Second Life, virtually.
I cannot hear anything she said.
I know. I'm trying to explain that. She's not understanding the virtual
I can't
no
hear.
Sound.
Yeah, he didn't actually have sex with anybody. He just did it
his
in
character
cyber world.
Right. Yeah, we can't hear what she's saying. So the whole show is basically just dead air right now. So.
Well, but I guess... Wait, so my question would be is
so
how
Dr. Seuss...
I want to announce that the temperature
Wait, hold up.
89 degrees in
so,
here.
All right,
so
Dr. Seuss,
Julie
it's your
says,
story.
Wait, hold up. So Julie says she would leave you.
Yeah, I would agree she would. I'm sure she would.
How is it any...
When a man has sex with a computer!
So
she'd leave me because I don't have freckles. That's the problem.
Well, yes, but...
What the hell is that?
So I guess I want to know is how would it be any different if a guy was just online or watching a porno?
It's different. It's way different. Because you're actually interacting with a real person on the other end. So
what if it was just a computer animated image?
What if I rub one out to the neighbor driving your car down the driveway?
You're going to get divorced.
Is that creepy?
Yeah, it's you're creepy.
Well, there's only one other person in your town, so...
And his name is Gary.
Oh, my God.
It's actually Glenn's ball.
Does anybody have any stories left? That's the big question here. We got 2 minutes.
I have a story. I have the 15 creepiest album covers of all time. All
right,
here
we go.
And I want to share them with you.
Wait, is one of them Jesus is a Friend of Mine?
No. Nope.
Or Ride a Cock Horse?
We all know this one. This is This is Millie Jackson, Back to the Shit, and it's her sitting on the toilet.
Oh, man, I saw that one. Oh, ew, ew.
And then...
Let's describe for the podcast listeners.
My eyes are burning.
There's Electric Larryland, Butthole Surfers, and it's a graphic of a guy shoving a pencil in his ear, which isn't so bad. The worst one that I think out of all these is
Butthole Surfers.
Yeah, Butthole. Is Kevin Rowland, My Beauty. Take a look at this. Those of you who are podcast listeners, you're screwed because you're not going to see this.
It's but Justin Timberlake this guy, from Saturday
Night Live. He's got like a shirt on.
Oh, God, that's awful.
And then he's lifting up his dress, and he's got like women's underwear up.
That's nasty.
This one is a classic one. Right. Let Me Touch Him by the Minister Quartet.
Ew.
That's kind of creepy. And you remember this one from Freddie Gage, All My Friends Are Dead?
I remember that one. Oh, that's God. Funny.
All My Friends Are Dead. And he's like sitting there. He's sitting there with a Bible, and he's wearing these fucking white boots, and he's at a gravestone. And then there's one from Ray Bourbon Speaking, Let Me Tell You About My Operation. And it's obviously a fucking dude who is now a chick, so it's kind of creepy. And another one that's really bad is Richard.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, my God. It looks like Seuss in the Morning.
Yeah, it does. It really does. When I was in Greece.
Really? Greece. Where do you find all this?
And then and how about Richard and Willie, Funky Honky Nasty Nigger? And the worst thing about this.
Hold up.
It's an album cover. He's reading the album. We're not slinging here. We're just reading the album cover.
That's the name of the album cover. But you know what's really weird about this? This guy was actually a really popular guy. The craziest thing about this is that you got this black guy who is this guy. His name is Richard and Willie. And one guy is this white guy, and the other one is the black guy. But there's in the middle of the picture, there's a guy like giving oral sex to the guy who's the puppeteer.
Did you see it? Look. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
What the?
I'm going to take a look at this.
What?
Don't forget, podcast listeners.
What is that?
Show notes.tuesdaynighttech.com. You can see these things in person.
That's actually a real
album. Oh, my God. That is a real album cover. I don't even know what I just looked at, but my eyes just burned right out of my head. So.
Like the first time I saw this, I'm like, okay,
wait,
so
if the guy in the middle shaves his head, it looks like Jinxie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mrs. Sarasim says they have to label it adults only. Like, that's obvious.
I think
adults only rated XXXX. But you know, like when I first looked at him, like, well, here's this guy who's trying to, you know, be really like crazy, and he's got like, you know, a black, you know, black puppet and a white puppet, and they're really nasty. But what is the guy in the middle of the picture doing?
What year is that from?
That's got to be in the 70s.
That's got to be from the 70s.
What?
Yeah. What's the song?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah. Could you imagine how that goes?
They're saying the dummy looks like Mink in the picture. Stop it. That's not nice. That's not nice. Are you guys done?
I got some more. We haven't got through all 15.
Oh my God.
And then we got some other one. I don't even know what this word is, but it's basically a chicken. It's basically a chicken, like a little chicken on top of a dead chicken and a fried egg in a pan.
It's Eulenspiegel.
Say it again. Eulenspiegel. Eulenspiegel.
And then there's Laura Bassett had one that's called Pussy.
Far from puking.
Barf and Nugan.
Basically, there's a cat's head inside the crotch area of a woman.
Is that a tattoo?
That poor cat.
Put that link in the chat room again. Drop that link in.
Oh, God almighty.
Don't forget, podcast listeners, shownotes.tuesdaynighttech.com.
That poor kitten.
God. You can see like, all these images. As disturbing as they are.
It's a tattoo.
Could you imagine, though, like you see the woman and she just like takes the cat and like shoves it between her legs and...
Does he have more of these things? Are you done?
I think he's got more.
No, I got a bunch more.
Please.
There's a man called Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Brainstorm, and they are all dressed up in women's lingerie. Not really sure. And the title of the album is Smile a While. Well, you'll smile a while looking at these very muscular men wearing women's underwear. And then this is a good one, too. No. Boys Town Gang, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. And it's like this woman and two guys from like the Village People like holding her hands or
Where's
something.
The link?
I don't know what they're doing.
Where's the link?
Take a look at that one there.
Don't forget, everybody, shownotes.tuesdaynighttech.com. You can read all about these titles and things that he's talking about.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a really good one from Ira North, and the name of his album is If I Were a Woman. And, yeah.
Let me see. I got to see it.
He's holding a Bible. Yeah. He looks like he's, like, from the dead south in the 50s.
It looks like Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. Fear.
Wow. Is that it?
So bad.
We've got the Lovin' Brothers, which is Satan's Is Real. We've all seen that one, right?
Can't say that I have.
Satan Is Real? You haven't seen the Lovin' Brothers?
104. Go ahead.
That you've lost that lovin' feeling by the Lovin' Brothers?
Nice.
That's the last one. That's the
And I think that's
worst
a real picture of him.
There you go. There's the album covers this week from Dr. Seuss.
Woo-hoo.
Got to switch music. If you guys want to see those in the podcast, it's show notes. TuesdayNightTech.com. You can read all about
that. I still can't get over the puppeteering guy. Like, I don't even know what is going on.
That's a totally Facebook thing for the next show. My little picture I pick every week. Who wants to take us out of here?
Is this the magic garden?
Yes, it is.
Come on, Apple Girl.
Come on, take us out of here. Take us out of here, Apple Girl.
This is the Tuesday Night Tank Show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to
say. See us next week at the same bat time, same bat channel.
Wait, Batman.
No, we're later. We're later next week.
Oh, that's true. We're at 10:30 now.
Batman's gonna sue you. Yep. Look out. Man bat.
We're like at 1:30 in the morning next week.
Right.
Batman.
Dr. Seuss, you want to do it?
What's that?
Do whatever it is you do on this show.
This was the Tuesday Night Tank Show with your host, blah, 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 blah. And the special guest stars, and Apple, blah, blah, blah. And every Tuesday Night Tank, tanky, tinky, tacky on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. And Fridays and Mondays. And Tuesday, we're going to be here next week.
And it's
10 o'clock Central Eastern Monday, Saturday time.